This is a test, this is a test.
We don't know, because it's now to the point where it's not safe to go down. So I have to do a takedown.
Right. Need to order, roll call. Matt?
Here.
Dave?
Here.
Okay, LB can't make it today because of some complications. All right, I'll move along, approval to the March 21st.
Is your mic on?
Yep. Still can't hear me? Okay. So I'll move ahead for the approval of the March 21st minutes. Do I have a motion? Motion, second?
Second.
Okay. We'll do approval of bills. We have a payment from Harris Beach PLLC for legal fees, $940. Motion to pay the bills.
I would move to discuss.
Okay. Move to discuss.
Second.
Yeah, quick.
So I'm looking at the itemized bill here, and one of the items says, prepare for participate in conference call with Sullivan County officials and legislators regarding transaction structure and potential liabilities on February 8th. Are you familiar with anything?
Look back. Was that when we were in there and they...
No, that was in December.
That's the only time I ever talked to them. February 8th?
Yeah, February 8th. I just don't recall any meetings before or after that.
No, it was. It was with steering.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay, so you guys were on the phone with Harris Beach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then review issues regarding lease amendment and update client. Have we had any amendments to the lease?
Not that.
Because that's on February 27th, and then on February 29th, exchange correspondence with M. Huck regarding revisions to lease. Have there been any revisions to the lease?
I wasn't on a conference, no.
No.
I don't have anything.
It was Michelle Huck.
What's that?
It was Michelle Huck.
Okay.
Exchange correspondence with, so I guess it's emails. But have we received any revisions to the lease?
I have no, Michelle hasn't come forward with anything.
Okay. Because we had talked about, the legislators had talked about it, but then we were told that there was...
It wasn't moving forward.
It wasn't moving forward, so... Okay.
But that was, the 8th was a steering committee meeting.
I wasn't aware that you guys had just had talked to Harris Beach.
I did a whole draft of it. I sent it to...
Okay, when Michelle comes back, I'll be more than glad to have that conversation with her.
I mean, we can pay them. We have to forward on to them because they're going to bill us for the revision of the bylaws as well.
Right.
So, okay.
And the payment to, do we want to move to pay this bill?
Yeah, so we can call the question because we moved it already.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against? Okay. And the payment to RBT for the audit fees?
I'll move it to discuss.
Okay.
Yep.
So the question I have is, and I have the draft of the audit here. I mean, it seems pretty thorough, but $8,000, you know, it's $8,250 for this audit. There's not a whole lot that goes on with the LDC. I'm not sure why it's $8,000 for this audit. Do we know?
Was it the audit for 2022 and 2023? It just says
services rendered in connection with the December 31st, 2023 financial statement audit of Sunset Lake LBC. And I believe this is the audit.
It's pretty in line with most of the
units.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
It's pretty in line with most component units, but we can always RFP again for next year.
Yeah.
See what options are.
It just seems like a lot for, I mean, there's not a lot to the LDC.
There's not a lot to a lot of the community.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
It's like a standard fee maybe or something like that. I mean,
we should get in the auditing business.
I don't know. There's a lot of businesses that are a lot more than they used to be anymore. Believe me.
I suppose you all should become attorneys.
There you go. Then you're guaranteed to get paid.
Yeah. Okay, motion to pay.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Okay, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We have no resolutions today. Any other business you have?
Well, I'll ask again, would we consider dissolving ourselves as that is the rule of the majority of the legislature?
I spoke to LB in behalf, he said no, he wasn't interested, and we aren't, so, not at this time.
Not at this time.
I mean, I, again, I, consistent with my opinion, I do think that I'd like to see the legislature take direct control back over the negotiations and the processes here. That's just where I stand, or, you know, if it's not the majority view at this point, then...
I agree.
All right. Just no other business, one thing. Lou, give you my condolence for the loss of your mother.
Absolutely.
I know how that is. And we'll do public comment then.
What I have to say, right there, okay. What I have to say, I said it once before, it'll be redundant, but then we'll reinforce it. Last year, 2023, the Adult Care Center lost over $600,000 between cash in and cash out. Last year, our tax rate per thousand was $12.34 for that period of time. And less than 1% covers the loss, about nine point something. Unfortunately, I thought I printed out last night when I went to reach into the printer this morning, which was downstairs from upstairs. The whole thing wasn't there for the exact figures, but close enough. Anyway, what it amounts to is about 11 cents on $1,000 of assessed valuation to cover that loss. And considering the quality of care that our consultant has been overseeing, I really feel that it is time to take this back to the county and let the county manage it in full. It should be owned by the county and run by the county, because we got way too many agency nurses there. And the problem with transient help is there's no continuity of care for the individuals that are there. And the other thing is, too, it really disturbs me more than anything else that's going on, because we don't have a good working relationship between the employees and management, is that the people are getting shortchanged, and they shouldn't be. This is their home. By law, this is their home. And they're entitled to the services that they're supposed to be given. And the only way you can effectively do that is have only one person in charge, which is, should be the county, and we pay our people appropriately. It's not going to break my personal bank or anybody else's personal bank for running that place, so we may lose money. But meanwhile, we hire people who live in the county, who spend money on Main Street, which is the same idea that the IDA always uses, of why we give tax breaks. So there's no reason why we cannot do that. It is totally unfair to an elderly population to be treated the way they are. I know damn well, when you have babies, you make sure they are changed when they cry. But when they're adults and they are not able to care for themselves, and because there's lack of help, or for whatever reason, they have to wind up being in that mess until finally somebody gets there and takes care of them, which is totally ludicrous and wrong on our part. And the only way we can correct that is put it back in our hands, and we pay a salary that is commensurate with the job. Thank you.
Next. No public comment? Okay, I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you.